And from the beginning, the church has taught that baptism is the moment where the blood of Christ that he shed on the cross, that the fruits of that come to human beings. And Jesus said, you know, whoever believes and is baptized will be saved. And he told us to go out and baptize everyone, because I died for everyone. And that blood that he shed one time, it has to be applied to everybody who lived before Jesus, and everybody who lived during Jesus, and everybody who will live after Jesus, right? Because it's only through Jesus Christ that a human being can be saved. And you ask, well, what about people who are never baptized? What about Buddhists and Hindus and many people who will never be baptized? And the church says Jesus wants baptism, water, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. That's what he wants. But he himself is not limited to that. He can baptize anyone he wants. And he says, so if he looks down and he sees a wonderful Buddhist or a wonderful Hindu living as best they can according to their teachings and what is correct, they can be baptized by that desire. And so we let God be God, but at the same time, we baptize. That's what we do. So baptize your kids. Baptize your kids. And I overheard one lady in a restaurant one time, and she was saying, I'm Catholic, but you know, I'm not going to baptize my child. I don't want to tell my child what to do. I'm going to let her decide when she gets older. And I thought, girl, you've lost your faith. I said, do you let your child decide if they're going to do their homework or not? Do you let your daughter decide what time she's going to go to sleep? She's 6 years old. You're going to let her decide what she's going to eat? You give the very best things you can to your child. Baptize your child. Baptize your child. If she grows up and then doesn't want it, that's her choice. But you do what's best for your child. So we baptize because we want everyone to be able to come back into that spirit converse with God. And you say, well, how much does it cost? It's free. It's free. There's no charge. Oh, good. I'll do that. I don't have to do anything. Well, yeah, you do have to do something. You have to give up your autonomy. That's what you have to do. There's a little rebel in every one of us that wants to be God without God. I just want to run my life my way. I want to have what I want. I want to decide what's right and wrong, what's true and not true. There's a little rebel in every one of us. That's what you have to give up. Living, being God without God, living without God, being autonomous. Now, Lord, you lead the way. You lead the way. That's what we have to do. And that's what Paul said. He says, it's no longer I'm who's living. It's the Holy Spirit. It's Jesus. It's Christ who's living in me. And I feel it. I sense it as he guides me. I don't want to go back to being autonomous. Doesn't work. Now, Lord, lead me on. I am baptized into you. Jesus was baptized as an example to us. He didn't need it. We need it. But we are disciples, and a disciple follows their teacher and imitates their teacher. So Jesus said, let it be done. I will give you the example. This is what you need. So follow me. He wants to baptize us. In that first reading from Isaiah, the Lord, I have called you for the victory of justice. The victory is Christ dies for sin on the cross so that he can rebreathe the divine spirit, the divine life of God back into human beings. Like we said, that's cosmic. That's a paradigm shift of reality. God looking down and actually seeing himself in human beings again. He didn't see that before. Now he can. That's the victory that Jesus won on the cross. And it's a victory of justice. Because in fairness, it was our fault. It was our fault that we rebelled against God. That was us. But once we did that, we couldn't get home. We couldn't forgive. There's nothing we could do to forgive our sins, to come back into life in the Holy Spirit. But that's the goal of life. That's why God created us, was to become his true adopted children. partakers of the divine nature. And he said, that's still the goal, and you can't get back to it. So in justice, I owe it to you, children. I owe it to you to help you come back. That's the justice of God. That's why he gave us the Lord. He gave us Jesus. In justice, to let us come back. We were so filled with divine life in the beginning. We were filled with all truth. We had total clarity. We had total understanding. We were filled with all the virtues. We were perfect. We were filled with eternal life. We were so beautiful. We were so beautiful to our Heavenly Father. He delighted in us. Remember I said that a week ago or 2 weeks ago? We were his delight. He was our delight. But we rebelled and we became ugly. So he brings us back. He was baptized, dipped, submerged. That's what that means. Baptizein, the Greek word. And in the early church for 300 years, Christianity was not legal. So they didn't have churches they could go to. So when they baptized, they went to the river. Let's go down to the river, like the songs say. They went down to the lakes and they submerged people three times, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Because when you're submerged, you die. You can't breathe. And the water is cleansing. And so the whole symbol is you go down into sin, dying to sin, and rising and being cleansed to new life. He is dipped. And he says, I want to dip you into this new life. And the gospel said, John said, I'm baptizing you. It's a symbol. It's a symbol of repentance, that you are repentant, but it's not actually happening. But when he comes, he's going to baptize you with water and fire, the Holy Spirit and fire. Because the sacraments, if we receive them with faith, they work. It actually happens. So in this baptism, Jesus' baptism that we receive in the church, it actually happens. The Holy Spirit comes in and actually forgives that wound of original sin. We're still inclined to sin, so that's why we go to confession every month. But that wound is forgiven. And then the love of God, the Holy Spirit, is poured into us so that we can have that new relationship, no longer autonomous. But then it's a purifying fire. He will baptize you with fire because he has to remove from us everything that gets in the way, everything that is in the way of relationship with him and us. I just like to think of it as my false self. You know that little rebel that's in us? That little rebel, it's my ego. It's my pride. It's my vanity. It's my love of money and material things. It's my competing with people. It's my being negative and complaining and judgmental and gossipy. It's sin. That's our false self. That's that little rebel. And God says, I've got to purify that. It's going to be a lifelong journey, so be patient. But work, I need you to work. I'll be patient with you. You be patient with you. But let's get to work. Let's remove everything that gets in the way of that beautiful relationship of me and you in me. Baptism is the beginning. It's the beginning of that new life that goes our entire life. And I think a lot of us, I know this happened to me, you know, we go through our teens and our 20s. A lot of us throw our baptism into the trash, don't we? It's like, I don't care anymore. Nobody knows anything but me. That's what I thought when I was 16 years old. My parents don't know anything. The church doesn't know anything. The priest doesn't know anything. Everybody's trying to tell me what to do. I don't want anybody. I want to spread my wings, right? That's 16 years old. I know everything. And we can throw our baptism into the garbage, but we can always go in and take it out, right? That happens all the time when I make my coffee because I have a little coffee filter. You know, I have a little coffee filter. It's not the paper filter. It's the other kind, the plastic filter. And I'll take it every morning, and every morning I go like this, and when I go like that into the trash, it slips out of my hand, down into the trash. Doggone it. Ah, reaching into the trash, pulling it out, rinsing it off, getting it ready for the next day. That's kind of how we are. We can throw our baptism into the garbage, but you can always reach in and take it out anytime. Have you done that? Are you at that point? Time to take it out. Time to take it out. Not another day to waste. This is a new year, right? New Year's resolution. Time to reach in, bring my baptism out. Okay, Lord, I don't want to be autonomous anymore. I don't want to be that dirty, ugly child, Father, who you don't recognize. I don't want to be a stranger to you, and you feel like a stranger to me. I want to be your beloved son. You, my heavenly beloved father. I want to be your beloved daughter, ladies. So that at the end of my life, I can say, Lord, in my baptism and in my life, you gave me everything. You gave me all of your love. I let it transform me into you. And then I let it go through me to the entire world. And now I'm coming home and I bring it all back to you. Your love came to me. I give it now back to you. And then you hear those words. Well done, my child. We've been waiting for you many years. Welcome home.